The duo's return aims to placate growing concerns and rounds of stiff criticism by Greece's two closest allies, the United States and the United Kingdom, that a band of homegrown hitmen who assassinated their diplomats in Athens decades ago could be released from prison. Under legislation passed by the previous government days before it was voted out of power, the terrorist could instead be placed under house arrest by as early as next month. But the duo's appointment also appears to settle a personal score for the new Greek prime minister. His brother-in-law was gunned down by the deadly November 17 terror group, and the conservative leader has been adamant about keeping Greece's notorious killers behind bars. A former socialist public order minister, Michalis Chrysochoidis marshaled an unprecedented crackdown on November 17, apprehending its leader and 18 other hitmen who evaded arrest for some 30 years. Lefteris Ikonomou, a police brigadier, worked alongside Mr. Chrysochoidis in that operation nearly two decades ago. He was promoted to the leadership of the country's police force years later to stamp out another deadly homegrown terror group and to crack down also on growing crime, setting up rapid reaction forces that helped reinstill security. Within days of the two men's appointments, hundreds of police have been ordered back on the streets to instill public security. They've also started sketching a plan to root out anarchists, acting with violent impunity mainly in the Greek capital. Militant groups, though, warn they are ready to retaliate, a move that could spark a fresh bout of violence, casting a dark and ominous pall on Athens at the peak of its tourist season. Promises to restore law and public order have topped the agenda of the new government here. But locals, however keen to see their capital rid of violence, remain wary. They say the action plan comes too late, as anarchy has spread extensively across the capital, and they fear that even the resolve of Greece's new Batman and Robin crime-busting duo may fail in the face of probable riots. Antikara Savvadi, DW, Athens.